And now it's time for another Castle Country Focus. And today I have Debbie Kobe, who is the director of the Carbon County Senior Center. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
You have got some fun stuff. At the Senior Center.
Yeah, we have some really fun stuff coming up.
Yep, you keep them busy.
That's my job.
And they seem to really enjoy it as well. How did March go for you?
March was awesome. We're just about done with the month. We have one more big activity coming up. That's our birthday lunch. We have that at the last Wednesday of each month. And this Wednesday is going to be a lot of fun. We have Twilight Health is going to be there, and they are sponsoring our lunch that day, which anybody can do that. It's $350 to sponsor a lunch. So they're sponsoring our lunch that day. And they are also going to bring prizes for the birthdays that we're celebrating that day. And they're going to bring other prizes for our opportunity games.
Oh, wow. Having. That's pretty neat that they come in and do that.
Yeah, we're excited.
So you recognize any of the seniors that have birthdays in March?
In March, yes. We read those off and we put their names in a drawing, and then we usually draw two or three out to they can win a prize.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Now, we kind of were glancing over your April calendar, and you've got some really great events coming up, and a few of them are the community is invited.
Yes.
So let's go ahead and start out. What are we looking at the first part of April?
Okay, so April 9th through the 13th is our book and puzzle sale. We have a couple of these a year. Our books sell for 25 cents a piece or five for a dollar. It's a bargain. And we have all genres. There's just about anything you can think of. Hardbacks we charge 50 cents for, and puzzles are usually 50 cents to a dollar. So,
now, you get all your books and the puzzles as donations throughout the year.
Yes.
Or anytime anyone wants to bring you some books. And you accept those anytime.
Yes. Yes. People bring in books all the time. And we supply books to other senior centers. If we get duplications, we supply those to other senior centers, and we have our book sales. So we try to move those books around in the community so other people can enjoy them too.
That's a great idea. So you get a lot of use out of them for sure.
Yes.
All right. And what else do we got going on?
So on the 10th, Tuesday, April 10th, we've got Washington Federal. They're coming to the senior center. And they're going to do a seminar on identity theft. It'll be about 12:30 then when they do that seminar, and they'll do it during the lunch, which it's a great thing because these mischievous people like to target seniors. And
it's unfortunate that that happens. So that's why when I looked at your calendar and saw that on there, I thought, wow, this is wonderful for seniors, because you're right. They do seem to target the seniors.
That population.
Yeah.
So it'll be at 12:30 on the 10th. And again, that's Washington Federal is going to do that seminar for us. And we're really excited to have them there.
Yeah, that'll be a good seminar for sure to attend. And it's free, of course.
It's free.
Mm-hmm. For seniors.
Yes.
All right. And what else do we have going on?
So on Monday, April 16th, we have Tanta Lisa Clayton from Utah Legal Services is going to be there. And she is doing free 30-minute consultations for seniors on any kind of legal question that they might have. So you need to make an appointment, but they can come in and have a 30-minute legal consultation for free with a good attorney.
They just need to get a hold of the senior center and say, I'm interested in this event that's coming up on the 16th. Can you schedule me an appointment?
Yes.
And it can be on anything. It can be will. It could be on land. It could be anything.
They're having rental issues, whatever. And then on the 18th, Wells Fargo Bank is going to be sponsoring our lunch. They ask if they could sponsor a lunch, and they are going to do a presentation on living in retirement. And again, it'll be about 12:30 at the Senior Center, and it is free. And then on Saturday, April 21st, now this is open to the community. Anybody can come. It's $15 to come. It's a fundraiser for the Senior Center. We're going to have a spaghetti dinner with meatballs and breadsticks, salad, a lemon cookie. We're going to have lots of games and a lot of prizes to give away. The businesses in our community are awesome, and they have given us lots of prizes to give away. And that's going to be listed on the
And our it will be listed on our website for people to see. And you know what? That's one thing I love about our community. They don't hesitate to help and for any event, honestly. No. They're really giving. So I think that is a wonderful thing that we have here in our community. We're really lucky.
We really do live in a great place.
Right.
So come out on the 21st.
Any age, anybody can go to this event. And this is one of their fundraisers for the senior center that they put on. And so it's lots of fun. I mean, lots of games. The food alone, I mean, I love food, so I definitely will go for the food. But you can go have a nice lunch and just hang out.
It's from noon to 4 on Saturday, the 21st.
And tell me again what the cost is.
It's $15.
So that does your meal and gets you in for all the fun.
And all the fun and all the drawings.
Oh, good deal. All right, and what else?
All right, on the 28th, which is also a Saturday, we have, this will be our fourth year, and we're doing our 60 Shades of Gray 3K, 5K run. And we have that walk run. I want to say walk run. We have that out near the senior center so that if somebody can only do, you know, a short version, they can come back to the senior center. And that's also $15 a person, and it includes a T-shirt.
An event T-shirt. Work with Carbon Rec on that.
Yes, and they do an awesome job helping us with
that. So that is a great opportunity to get out there and enjoy the nice spring weather. You can bring the kids in the strollers.
Yes.
You can bring the pets on a leash and walk them. And like Debbie said, you don't have to go the entire way. You don't even have to run the entire way. You can walk. Just enjoy the day. Get out and get some exercises. And, of course, it's for a great cause. So.
Yes. And usually by that time, the weather's nice.
Yes. So. Even though our weather's been kind of strange this year. But, yeah, we're hoping for good weather for sure on that. Anything else you want to add?
Yeah, I do. We have a lot of misconception about when we're open. And we are open for lunch Monday through Friday at noon. But our center opens at 8 o'clock and closes at 4, Monday through Friday. And we do serve lunch at noon. Monday through Friday, unless it's a holiday. And we just want to make sure people understand that, because there was a short period where we weren't serving lunches on Fridays. But that's
not the case anymore.
That's not the case, and it hasn't been for quite a while. But we still have that confusion. People think that we're not open on Fridays for lunch. We are.
All right. So you still do lunch there at the center Monday through Friday, but you also do the homebound seniors as well.
Yes.
Lunch for them.
We do mobile meals. And you know, if somebody is homebound, even if it's for a short duration, maybe somebody has a surgery or is ill and they need that help for a short period, they can call up. We send out somebody out to their home to do a little assessment, and then they can get on. But if it's a long-term thing, it's a long-term. It can be long-term also.
Now, is there a fee for the lunch or the services as far as homebound?
No. We ask for donations.
So suggested donation.
Right. But if somebody can't afford that, it's provided regardless.
Yeah. It's something for the seniors.
It's for the seniors, 60 years and over.
Okay. You pretty much have lunch covered for you for the week.
Yes.
So
yes.
Head on up there.
We love to have people come in.
Now, if a senior was like, oh, that's a lot of information for April, I'm not going to remember any of that, what's another great way that they can keep on top of the events for the month?
We give out newsletters. They're available at the Senior Center, or you can get online at the Carbon County website, and you can see the newsletter on the Carbon County website.
All right, perfect. And if you have any questions, you can always call up to the Senior Center.
Mm-hmm.
They'll let you know.
Yep.
Well, Debbie, I thank you so much for coming in. You always just have some fun stuff for all the seniors in our area. And if they have any questions, they can just give the center a call.
Right, at 636-3202.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Ro.
This has been another Castle Country Focus. For more information on this interview and others, visit our website at castlecountryradio.com.